A Washington Post story today contradicts Senator Bill Frist's claims that he had no knowledge of his stock holdings, which are held in trust. The Tennessee Republican, who is the Senate Majority Leader, ordered the sale of his shares in HCA, the hospital corporation founded by his family, and then a few weeks later the stock declined after a poor earnings report. That stock sale is now under two federal investigations for insider trading. Senator Frist says he acted properly and is confident of the outcome of the investigations. But Washington Post financial reporter Jeffrey Birnbaum writes today about letters that document Frist's knowledge of what in the past he had called a blind trust. Jeffrey Birnbaum, what are these letters that you're writing about?
Well, Robert, these are letters from Frist's trustees, the people who were in charge of the piles of securities that he held in trust. Managers of these accounts were required by the U.S. Senate to inform Frist and the U.S. Senate every time new shares or new assets of any kind were added to these trust accounts and when any of the holdings in those trust accounts were disposed of entirely.
Now, in 2003, after he was elected Senate Majority Leader, Senator Frist said on CNBC of his interest in HCA, "I put this into a blind trust. So far as I know, I own no HCA stock. I have no control." It seems as though he was being informed regularly of what his trust held.
He was regularly informed by his trustees whenever new shares of any kind were added to his accounts or when some assets were sold off entirely. Just a couple weeks before Frist made those comments on television, he received notice from one of his trustees that upwards of $50,000 of HCA shares were put into one of his dozen blind trusts.
So what he said on CNBC back then, "so far as I know, I own no HCA stock," would be true only if he didn't read his mail.
That's right. And in fact, when I asked one of Frist's spokesmen about the senator's statement, he backed off it quite a bit. It was pretty clear that what Frist might have said was that he didn't know the extent of his holdings in HCA shares, but he clearly had a very good idea that there were plenty of HCA shares still in his family's holdings.
Is there anything in these letters from the trustees that would imply insider knowledge of this summer's sale of HCA stock?
No, there isn't. And all we do know from these letters is that if Senator Frist were reading them, and we have to assume that he's a smart man and he did so, that he knew he had a bunch of HCA stock. Certainly, he wouldn't have asked his trustees to sell his HCA shares
without knowing that he
had reason
some,
if he had any reason to think that he didn't have any to dispose of.
Is it a violation of any security laws to mislead the CNBC audience?
No. In fact, it's fair to say that the required disclosures by the trustees adhered to those rules exactly, which presents for Frist a political problem, not any sort of legal problem. That is, he always hid behind the fact that he had so-called blind trust throughout his political career, saying that he did not have any sort of conflict of interest when it came to dealing with matters of health care policy, where in fact, since 2000, these federal trusts, he had a very good notion that he had a good deal of HCA stock in these qualified blind trust.
This in no way documents any insider trading this summer on the part of Senator Frist, nor does it exonerate him of any. This is a different issue altogether here.
This is a different issue altogether. This merely has to do with the political shield that Senator Frist used against criticism of potential conflicts because of his ownership of the stock, not anything about the timing or the reason for the timing of the sale of those shares.
Jeffrey Birnbaum, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
Robert, thank you.
Jeffrey Birnbaum is a financial reporter and columnist for The Washington Post. We also contacted Senator Frist's office today. His spokesman said that he could not explain Frist's statement to CNBC, except to say that it was his usual response concerning his HCA stock. The spokesman said Frist, quote, "certainly knew that he did hold HCA stock, but not how much."